It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So this week we are getting into Mosiah chapters 1 through 3, where we're introduced really to King Benjamin. I know I introduced you a little bit to him last week in Omni and the Words of Mormon, but we're going to get more into his teachings this week. So to start off, I want to take you actually to kind of a weird place. We're going to go back to the Old Testament, to the book of Deuteronomy. Now I'll show you why I'm going here in a second. I remember I was getting ready to teach the book of Deuteronomy in seminary one time, and one of my students raised his hand. He goes, "Brother Crimmon, are you going to teach from Deuteronomy 17 today?" And honestly, I had no intention of going to Deuteronomy 17. I didn't even know what was in Deuteronomy 17. And the kid said, "Oh, it's one of my favorite chapters." And I said, "Then you're going to teach it today, because I have no idea what's in there." And he goes, "Yeah, 5 minutes and I'm done." I said, "Okay." So this kid comes up and he has everybody go to Deuteronomy chapter 17. We go to the chapter heading and it says, "Those who worship false gods will be put to death." I'm like, "Oh, this will be a great lesson." "Priests and judges are to determine the hard cases." And then this said this here, and I thought this was cool. "Kings are not to acquire horses, wives, or gold for themselves. The king must study the laws of God daily." So I was curious where this kid was going to go with this. So he takes us all down to verse 14, and he just starts kind of rolling through this concept of God's idea for a righteous king, kind of like a prototype for it. Verse 14, "When thou art come unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt possess it, and shalt dwell therein, and shalt say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me." One of Israel's biggest problems is they wanted a king just like everybody else. 1 Samuel chapter 8 teaches that. And that's a pivotal point because historically speaking, the idea of a king has been a bad idea. You can count on maybe one hand, maybe two hands, the amount of righteous kings that the kingdoms of Judah and Israel had. Just the idea of a king was not a good idea. And so the Lord's like, "You're probably going to want a king to be like everybody else. So let me show you what a king should be like." So verse 15, "Thou shalt in any wise set him a king over thee." The footnote says, "You may indeed set a king over you, whom the Lord thy God shall choose." So this has got to be a guy that God approves of. "One from among thy brethren," so it's got to be someone who is one of you, "shalt thou set a king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother." So you got to know this guy. Verse 16, "He shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt." So he's got to be a guy who's focused on the future. He's not trying to get everybody back to the way things used to be. "To the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, ye shall henceforth return no more that way." So it's got to be a guy who's looking forward. "Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold." So this guy cannot be distracted by the things of the world. Verse 18, "And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne in his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests of the Levites." So this guy needs to take the scriptures and they have to be a part of his life. In fact, verse 19, "It shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God," or reverence or respect God, "to keep all the words of his law and these statutes to do them." So this guy not only needs to know the scriptures and study them, but he needs to do them as well. Verse 20, "that his heart not be lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and to the end that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." So as this kid was teaching this, I kind of put this list together of what a righteous king, the prototype of an awesome king, should be like. He is a man that's chosen by God. He's a man chosen from among the people. He's a man who doesn't focus on the past, but forward thinking to the future. He's a man who isn't distracted or focused on the things of the world. He's a man who loves the scriptures. He studies them his whole life so that he can teach his people to do them. He's a man who loves and serves his fellow brothers and sisters. And he's a man who keeps the commandments of God. Now, if you are thinking what I am thinking, that doesn't happen too often in scriptures, but it does in the Book of Mormon, especially with this guy right here, King Benjamin, right? This describes the way a perfect king should be, and I think the Nephites got it right with this guy. And we get to study about him and his teachings, and you get to see the way he does each one of these things all throughout this week as we study. I love King Benjamin. He is the prototype of the way a king should be. And I love him, and I am grateful for his example, which I'm excited to talk about with you this week. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.